What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google. What was kind of your process on getting more clear on your why?
You know, it's interesting, man. Like, I don't have, you know, everybody wants this super sexy, like, magic pill answer. Like, oh, yeah, you know what? To get my why, dude, I just did this little formula and I got my why. It doesn't really work like that. You see, you have to really put yourself out there. Again, I'm going to go back to religion because, you know, if you think all these, you see, we deal with fundamentals. You see, all these people we've helped at seven figures, we help them with their fundamentals. The secrets to life have been around since the beginning of time. People just keep reframing them. We talk about your why. When you run to, for example, I'm just going to, you know, from a religious point of view, when you run to, when you walk towards God, God runs towards you. And even Socrates, I believe, said that you will find inspiration while you're looking for it. You know, it's not going to fall in your lap. In other words, you got to be actively pursuing the search of your why, right? Now, for me, it took a long time. However, once I cleansed myself of these cylinders that I just explained, it was pretty quick. Okay, so step one is to cleanse your cylinders, right? For me, the last thing that I lost 50 pounds. As a matter of fact, in this order, hold on, I want to get this accurate. Pretty much lost 50 pounds at the same time was starting to get spiritual, then got rid of my toxic relationships. When I lost the 50 pounds, I also dropped all my bad habits. At the same time, I dropped all my toxic relationships. Then the last thing, once I cleared all that out, was I only then able to find my why. Only then was I able to find my why. And that was through like surrounding myself. So I had toxic friends and I replaced them with better friends. Like I joined a mastermind. When I joined a mastermind, people were not talking about, you know, stupid stuff. Like, you know, how come girls don't like us or whatever. They were talking about real things. They were talking about like charity. I'll never forget. I was in a mastermind. I was in, as a matter of fact, it was Russell Brunson's mastermind. And somebody in there was talking about charity, and they were talking about this organization, sightsavers.org, and how, dude, for $80, these people in third world countries, they actually are blind because they can't afford a cataract surgery, okay? So for like 80-something bucks, you can actually pay for that surgery and give the gift of vision to a blind person. And I was just like, and that literally became a why that made me cry. In other words, philanthropy, you know, but that only happened by surrounding myself with a different environment to be exposed to different things, because that's the thing, right? You have to expose your, when people are a little lost, you need to expose yourself to different elements. You know, it's like, you know, you ever hear this expression, man, this person's well-cultured, you know, well-traveled. That's why even, again, you go back to religion, even in religion, it encourages you, go travel, go see God's beauty, go see the land. You know, it encourages you to do that because, and it's so true when you travel, it's so mind opening. So yeah, hopefully that's helpful.
That's very helpful, man. So when I started my journey, one of the biggest things that I dealt with was kind of negative self-talk attached to the fact that I was an addict. And now I'm like coaching people on their businesses and doing all these like things that to me are crazy. Did you deal with that self-talk when you started doing it? Like, how did you navigate that?
What were you saying in your self-talk?
Just that I used to be an addict, or, well, when it comes down to it, once you are an addict, you're always an addict in a certain way. So I always had this limiting belief in my mind that I was like, I'm just an addict. Why would these people listen to me? Did you ever deal with those kind of thoughts?
No.
You
want to talk about mindset? What do you do?
What do I do? I work with Sid Clevenger at the Better Leads Agency.
You do what?
I work with Sid Clevenger at the Better Leads Agency with him and Tiffany.
Right. And what do you do?
I do sales for him, and I help him with the day-to-days of the agency and just make sure everything's running right.
So sales, you do
as
sales.
As well as coaching other people as well.
So you're a coach?
A little bit, yes.
And what do you coach people in?
Mostly the sales processes, lead generation processes, and social media and all that.
So how are you in sales?
I'm decent. I don't really sell for the most part. Like I have a conversation. I try to connect with somebody. And then if they need something we have, I offer it to them. I don't push things. So I don't really try to sell for the most part.
Right. But I mean, like, do you generate good revenue?
Yeah.
So that's the thing, right? Is that you're not, and like, you see, we shouldn't be labeling ourselves. You see, here's the problem. The subconscious, which is the real powerhouse of your mind, that's where all the magic happens. It's actually a complete genius, but also has a few interesting quote unquote flaws. Well, they're not flaws. It's actually a beautifully hidden feature. And that is, it doesn't know the difference between you and I. So if you call me a loser, your subconscious doesn't actually recognize that hate is geared towards someone else. In other words, it's recognizing it as hate. And in other words, when you hate someone else, you're actually hating yourself, because your subconscious doesn't know the difference between you and I. So if you have negative hates, you know that angel is saying, when you hate someone else, you're just hating yourself. Huh. It's absolutely true. It's scientifically proven. So we should not be our own worst enemies. We should not be labeling ourselves addict. You know, is a label. You're not an addict. You're a success coach that's gotten people are great results. That should be your label. You know what I mean? We should be concentrating on the positive, not the negative, because we all have negatives. We all have flaws. We're humans. We're humans are mistake-making machines. What are we going to do? Go around being sad about all our bad habits, all our flaws, all our negatives? Or should we concentrate on our positives? Because the reality is, what you focus on expands. So we need to get the negativity. You know, if you're painting and you have black paint or blue paint or whatever, and you're like, dude, I'm always using blue paint in these paintings in there, and they don't look good. It's because there's blue paint right in front of you. Here's what you do. Get rid of the blue paint. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. You just have to change something.
Yeah. Yeah. Change the words that you use. I think the most powerful thing in the world, you know, well, let me ask you this. What do you think the most powerful thing in the world is?
I guess I'm not really sure. I've never really contemplated powerful thing in the world is.
Just the first thing that comes to your head.
Community?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot of different answers. There's no right or wrong. I'm just giving my opinion. I think it's words. Well, think about it. With words, you can accomplish anything. With words, you can ask someone to marry you. With words, you can ask for divorce. With words, a judge hands a sentence. With words, you spread love. With words, you spread hate. So I think words are extraordinarily powerful, and people don't realize that either. Because every time I ask that question, no one ever says words. We have to be very careful which ones we use, because our subconscious is listening very carefully. Not only they're listening, but they're absorbing. So if you keep talking hate, negativity, that's what's going to be in your subconscious, and that's what's going to fester. That's what's going to grow.
Huh. That makes perfect sense.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the Entrepreneur on Fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lecter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.